Hey Goombas, welcome to our October Paranormal episode.
If you made it this far, you're still in.
Yeah, if you made it this far, what the fuck is wrong with you, Goombas? Because this is our October episode. It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Please get yourself your... If you got a pair, get them squeezed. Since two of them, me and Big Candy here, are guys, we like breasts are cool. And
I like breasts too.
Yeah, you're kind of attached to them.
Funny.
Sarcasm, folks. To my left, yes, you heard, is Zombie Bunny.
Yo, what's up?
You could have said bitches.
Bitches!
And to my right, who's not currently building a devil's tower in his...
Yeah.
it's Big Candy.
Hello.
I'm your host, the Reverend Godfather. We're talking, like I said, we're talking about all things paranormal and odd. Because it's October, and since he launched... relaunched his new station. Welcome back on the air, Art Bell. A man of great odd, so calm and so everything with his man who kind of pioneered the fact that we got out of our car, wanted to get out of our car doing 80 miles an hour and just walk off.
Done.
Like that video I shared on Facebook about that. Just, it was just so like, I'm done, I'm out.
Done.
Just let the car drive. Fuck the
In
car.
The other lane.
In the other lane. It was like that. I wish I could play for you a clip. It was right up here.
You can put it right
I do.
Here.
Just,
after the fact.
After the fact. But,
See, I gave you a marker. Watch this.
But it's 5 minutes long. We would have to kill time for 5 minutes. The best way to do that. Dun, 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 dun. This will be a bad one.
Are you playing it?
Yeah, I'll play it that way. It's a better marker. We can react to it.
Oh, okay.
For those who don't know, that you probably see...
On the air. Hello.
Hello, Art?
Yes.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Well, look, let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Error 51.
Yeah, were you an employee or are you now?
Former employee.
Former employee.
I was let go on a medical discharge.
Yeah, medical discharge.
A week ago. And I've kind of been running across the country. I don't know where to start. They'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
You can't spend a lot of time on the phone, so give us something quick.
Okay, okay, what we're thinking of as aliens are, they're extra-dimensional beings. An earlier precursor of the, space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. A lot of aspects of the military establishment,
yeah,
particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the military, I'm sorry, the government knows about them. And there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers
wiped out.
So that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
I'm gonna pause it right there. It goes on for another 3 more minutes. I'll probably boost the audio in post. It's audio gold like that.
Yeah.
That me and Big Candy got hooked on, and Mel's got me
Mel's
hole.
Was there.
And because I got these clips like that through at the time LimeWire.
Your dating yourself.
Yeah, I'm dating myself. But it got me to subscribe and share episodes of Coast to Coast, which has, in recent years, gone so downhill.
Yeah.
Ever
angels
since,
and
it's mostly angels and demons and the good audio of, you know, Oscar and wanting
well,
to, you
do
know.
A lot of the, they do a lot of the stuff that you hear on disinformation, if you follow that on online, it'll be...
Yeah, like Alex Jones.
Yeah, just crap. Like you can find anywhere. It's not original like it used to be.
And it... You try... Yeah, not knocking George Norrie, but back in the day, we enjoyed it. It was just like... I think at times before you got married... We wanted to do tailgating just to, you know, just to, you know, somewhere where we got a signal, unlike here in Martinsburg where we do have a signal, but it's like, you'll have coast to coast, and you'll have 5 minutes of sports radio. It's like, it'll alternate every second between coast to coast, sports radio, another talk show, and it's like, maybe I want to hear.
Well, in Winchester, we got it good because it was WINC on their AM side. Yeah. So we would get a clear broadcast of the show from the beginning, and it was awesome.
But Art Bell does have free streaming. I think he does a service that's like $5-7 a month, which is relatively cheap. You can always go to his site at artbell.com. And from what I gather, it's about the same lines of his past programs. From those who don't know, the reason why he's no longer with Coast to Coast is because a few years, I'd say about 5-10 years ago, closer to 10 years ago, his wife died due to asthma. And his wife, his in-laws said, you're free to marry. And they pretty much hooked him up with his current wife. Because his current wife was a Filipino resident, and he tried to, in the process of trying to get her over here legally, her visa expired. They told her, either move back to the Philippines, or you won't be able to become a legal resident. In that time, she gave birth to his daughter, which became, because she was born here in the States, she was a legal resident. So they moved back to the Philippines so they could get the paperwork straightened out, because the connection was so bad with Primetime Networks, who owns the Coast to Coast aspect, was bad. He was able to pull out of the contract. But negotiations, somehow there was bad blood between, it was mostly on the end of Primetime Networks.
Right.
That it, from what I got out of Art Bell and his postings on Facebook, it was mostly their end than his. And
well, because remember, for a while they wanted to push some kind of like political agenda too.
Yeah.
Like they were leaning way right. And a lot of times they're only on right wing stations. So, and they got political, and I didn't like it. I didn't like that either.
I think right before I was let go with the company that I was with before, where I'm working now, it was mostly angels. And I was like, I might be somewhat of a religion, you know, it's boring, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear the drunken, you know, the tweaked out trucker, you know, you know, that saw, you know, a naked chick on a Centaur in Pennsylvania. You know, it's like, I want to travel, I want to see if this shit's true.
Right.
You know, the people that saw weird shit out west, you know. And now, when I tried to re-up the subscription, it was still, again, the political agenda. It was the one, the Fridays that did sound interesting.
The call-ins.
It was still mostly, you know, try to get to the good stuff. It was angels. Boring ghost story. Angel, demon. Oh, God. But it was just, from what I gather, Art Bell's, you know, bring back the old style.
Right.
And he's a cat guy. It's been many a times that I was listening to the on-demand episodes, and he said, you'd hear him say, yeah, we just almost lost the entire program due to the cat typing on the keyboard.
I've had that happen before.
So it's just the whole, that aspect. I'm just going on the show notes. We did put a shout out for this from to our listeners, and we did get a decent response finally. For Tales of the Paranormal, what some listeners might have had. One from Natalia. I'm not going to read your last name on the air. A lot of the positive responses through Reddit. One person wanted actual money to share his tales.
No.
He was like, you want free content? Us provide free content. And my response to that person was, well, try pulling that line on a lot of the sports radio that do call in and all that. But if you really want something, I'll be more than happy to send you a cast signed air guitar. But a lot of it was positive, because even though I used kind of a little bit of a quote from Ghostbusters, we're ready to believe you. Somebody called me out on that, and I said, yeah, well, you got me. But Natalia's story was this. Hi there, I saw your post on Reddit. I'm a female, 22. I have, since I can remember, always had a strange connection with most things paranormal. I'm going to tell you my UFO experience. February 12th, 2011. I come from a suburban outside Toledo, Ohio. A local family owns quarries around here, which are about 2 miles from my house. We can feel the ground shake when the dynamite goes off. When laying in bed, I could see out my window in between my two neighbors' houses. Between the houses, 2 miles west, is the quarry. I was laying in bed that February night. It was about 3:30 in the morning. I woke up because I had an uneasy feeling, like something was watching me, but it wasn't like the spirits that have watched me before in the past. This was human-like. You could feel the living, breathing energy. When I decided it was time to open my eyes, I saw this orange, red, scarlet-colored, if you would, object in the sky, bright as hell, right between my neighbor's houses, above the quarry. The object hovered for about 7 seconds, shot to the left for 7 more, came back to center for 7 seconds, shot to the right for 7 seconds, came back to the center for 7 seconds, shut up for 7 seconds, came back to the center for 7 seconds, shot down for 7 seconds, back to center, then shot up so fast and so high, I didn't see it again. It was like a dance routine, perfectly timed out and strategic, flaunting itself at me almost. I rubbed my eyes in disbelief, like it was a movie, but very much real. I sat up in bed and screamed. I had a shooting pain in my spine. I didn't know where it came from. My mother ran into my room and tried to calm me down. I told her what happened, and she told me she'd seen the same thing when she was younger. Actually when she was pregnant with me. I ran to my car to try to find it. I had to know what it was. But that first step I took outside the house, it felt as if the whole world stopped spinning. It was uncomfortable even to breathe. I know what I saw. I know it was a UFO. I know it wanted me to see it. Why would it have been flaunting its colors and its swift, choreographed moves? As for the aching in my spine, it lasted 48 hours. I ended up in the ER and was told it was a pinched nerve. I don't have any other explanations for what I saw. All I know is it was real. Thanks for reading. The other person that emailed the show said, your post. He just said He's been studying the occult, witchcraft, magic. His name's Roger. Not from work.
Okay. Yeah, I know that. There's like a million
I'll call him by his middle name. It's 3 days too late. It's the number 3. Day, the word days, number 2, and the word late. He says, I've been studying the occult, witchcraft, magic, demons, spirits, and pretty much everything else you can think of for a year. And he's just requesting anybody who might has legitimate information on, he wants to learn about it and wants to, he says, I honestly want to learn, I don't care at what cost.
You should.
He says, this is a decision I've made, and I'm prepared to face the consequences, whatever they might be. If anybody could help, please contact him at 3daystoolate@mail.com. Please only respond if you're serious. He said, I met my fair shares of liars in the past. If any of you are listening to this, you want to give him information, it's 3daystoolate@mail.com. It's the number 3, word days, the number 2, and the word late, @mail.com. The last person that...
do so carefully. Yeah. This person obviously doesn't care what he's getting involved in.
one person sent us a link to a story that he put on, right? Says, okay, first off, I'm at boarding school. This is where 90 to 95% of my experiences have happened. Before I had correctly predicted earthquakes, fire alarms, or a voice in my head that keeps nagging on me, earthquake or fire alarm every time I hear this. It happens within the next 3 days. Not sure related or not, but it has been happening to me recently. Is I see white figures, mostly at the boarding house. This might be related to my mom's death, who died 3 months ago. But I have started to see figures about 2 to 4 months before her death. I don't see them much anymore, but I used to a lot. Let's see. Send this up. It says, about 5 weeks ago, I was in the bathroom and I heard a whisper. It was mumbled, and I couldn't make anything about it, but it whispered for about 4 seconds, and it felt like it was behind me, whispering to me. But last week, I had the most scary experience I've ever had. I was in my bed listening to music, and this was after lights out. About 10 minutes after, I saw a tall, featureless, white spirit looking right into me, almost as if it was looking into my soul. I yelled out to the person opposite me after staring the figure for a good 5 seconds, and I looked at him, ran over and stayed there, looked back after running to him, it was gone. I couldn't sleep that night. I had the chaplain of the school pray for me, and the dorm twice since, and still got experiences. Any suggestions, anybody related experiences? I have found nothing about my experiences on the internet. I'm reaching out, and he's got plenty of responses. I'm not going to read them all, but those are the 3 responses we've gotten through both Reddit and through the email. But that I'll say this, as George has said in the show, a lot of these is mostly attention getters. It's kind of hard to say. I'm not knocking these people that wrote in or wrote this stuff, but it's always kind of hard to say the who's, the what's, and the where's. You know, it takes that one person.
Well, you just have to believe them at face value until you prove it otherwise.
But we discussed, you know, off air that there, in today's age, there's cameras all around.
Right.
Zombie bunnies hiding beneath the table. way back when a lot of paranormal was happening, cameras were expensive, video cameras were expensive. Nowadays, everybody has a video camera. Everybody has access to video editing software. There's that video I put on Facebook of the quote-unquote pterodactyl.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Pterodactyl.
It was a
pteranodon. Pteranodon, whatever it was. But the aspect of it all, nine chances out of ten, it was fake.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. It looked kind of fake. It looked like it was like a picture of an eagle that was like edited.
Yeah. And just like half the videos you see on, I'd say more than half, on like YouTube, it's coincidence that they pulled out.
Yeah.
Like no one else is reacting but this one person. Right. So you can kind of tell which ones are fake.
Yeah.
And
there's also people that overreact to common things that they're just not familiar with. There's just a tale of attention getters. People are just, they want to believe anything that they can possibly make out. The new one, have you heard the new one?
No.
It's all the Pluto footage that we've been getting. Well, now there's a base on Pluto. There's a giant dome of base on Pluto. They are convinced that it's alien.
Hmm. I heard about the woman they found on Mars.
Yeah, that's been recent.
And the robot head and the
so forth and so on. It's just,
it's always something. But
it's why you have a lot of these people think that we faked the mission to the moon, and like you do realize how back in that time it was released, but it was had to be done.
There's like a 50-50 chance of them not being able to
do it. So it's, I was watching a documentary on YouTube about supposedly why it's fake and best evidence and so forth. The title cards were digital.
Right.
I mean, like 1980s digital title cards. Like, you know, those were put, I mean, if this was 1960s, they would still use placards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're just discrediting. Yeah, it could have been faked, but again, during that time, the first mission was watched by everybody. And
I didn't watch it.
At the time, you weren't even a gleam in your mom's eye. just that it would have, for them to do it staged or live, would have taken miles and miles of actual celluloid film. And if you, those of us who've watched movies that were not digital and required, there were hair, there was dust on the film, there's, you know, imperfections, people would have noticed. It would have taken way too many people, way, way too many people to fake it.
Right.
And could some of the stuff have been fake? Yes. Why? It was popular.
Political reasons.
Political reasons, one, and everybody wanted information.
Because, you know, Russia was the first to go to space. Right. So we're like, oh, we gotta go to space too. We're gonna land on the moon. And within 2 years, 3 years of us announcing that we're going to the moon, we're landing on the moon. So that's why a lot of people think that it is fake. There's a lot of evidence that, you know, you could say, prove that it's fake. There's a lot of things that may have been fake. I don't know that we went there. I wasn't alive then. And I don't know that there's proof otherwise that we did or didn't.
Some people, this documentary on Netflix, it's called Aliens on the Moon.
Oh, yeah. The moon is a giant spaceship.
It's not that.
It's not that.
That's one of the theories, the right. Conspiracy theories. But there's all these bases on the moon.
It is hollow, though. Did you know that?
Yeah, some people say it's hollow.
No, it is hollow. That's
like the Earth?
That's a scientific fact. The moon is hollow. It rings like a bell.
Yeah.
How do we know it's hollow?
Sound.
Yeah.
When a couple of big meteors hit the moon, and it doesn't ring like a solid object.
Right.
And because they know how sound moves through rocks, and when it hit it, the way it rings like it was like
hollow. It reverberates.
In the documentary that I've seen, I think you've seen the same one, is that all these mining operations on the moon made by quote-unquote aliens, it's due to the fact that apparently the moon is full of what's
helium
called
three.
Helium-3, which is very good for fusion. It's very good for fusion fuel. So that's
and
something...
And it lays right on the surface.
Right.
It's pretty much like in the moon rock.
So it...
It's So you could mine for
it's one of the reasons why some people say China, we haven't been back is because the people that are actually mining the stuff don't want us up there.
Well, did you hear the newest thing? I can't remember if it was China or if it was Japan. I think it's China. Actually, is going to the moon to mine helium 3. And the United States is like, whoa, wait. This could actually turn into like a conflict over the moon. Because now it becomes that political edge, like, okay, who has rights to the moon?
Apparently no one.
But if you start staking claims and mining, then you're staking claim on the moon.
Well, you also have these sites that claim for like $300
you can buy acres of land.
Yeah.
You can't. They don't own it. But see, that I think they actually made a treaty at some point where like no one owns the moon. It's for scientific research. But at some point, they're going to start selling real estate on the moon. You do know that.
Yeah.
Right? It's just going to happen.
Going to live out the remainder of my days on the moon.
With 15 cats, 4 huskies, and a corgi.
Yes!
Well,
and a bird.
They say that it's not too long before they start using the moon for advertising. Like beaming high-powered lasers onto the surface and using it as a giant space billboard. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
I could just picture somebody buying a billboard on the moon. It's a giant butt.
I just don't want to walk outside one night and be like, Pepsi? Okay. But yeah, there's a lot of crap with the moon that's sketchy as shit. I don't know. I mean, whether aliens are mining for helium-3 on there or not, there's specific missions. Like, China wants to go to the dark side. That was their thing. They want to go to the dark side of the moon. No, they want to go to the floor. And that's where they want to mine.
Somebody puts a Pink Floyd billboard on the other side of the dark side of the moon. No one can see it.
I want to see that advertisement. Just the moon, like Pink Floyd, dark side of the moon symbol, just on either side. Like the moon is a prism.
Right. But there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know. I think that's our next big challenge. You're right, though. What's strange is the fact that we have not been back there, but yet we built a space station, International Space Station, but we won't develop anything on the moon, and have not for years, which is strange. You would think that they would already be building some kind of a moon colony.
The thing is, you have like people like Richard C. Hoagland that said, there's all these ancient structures that are on the moon, and if you adjust the quality of this picture, you could see a pyramid and towers. And
But same thing with Mars. There's pyramids and
there's a face on Mars.
There's creatures and there's a big dust storm that put dust all over the rover, and all of a sudden, because it didn't have the battery power because the dust covered the panels, then all of a sudden the dust went away and the batteries got recharged. Who was on Mars?
Right.
Yeah, it's just that fun stuff. And with the whole aspect of, not to mention you have the History Channel and their aliens.
I saw a cosplay of him.
Yeah, but...
Giorgio
Tsoukalos,
he's awesome. He's a nice guy.
But,
aliens.
He's aliens.
I think he's like one of the top 3 memes. It's like aliens. It's also a favorite spoiler on the show. It's like, what's going to happen next? Did you see the episode? Yep. Don't tell me what happened. Bing. Aliens.
No, you've ruined Doctor Who for me.
Well, that's the thing. When I was watching that show, it does get annoying. Him and that other guy. The other guy has a white guy with a beard. I don't know. They like to... Everything... They can't just say human beings at some point had technology. A personal belief of mine is that we had technology far back in the day. We had not advanced technology, but we had substantial technology at a date far back, but we lost it. And now we're regaining that technology. Not like we have here on the table, computers and such, but I think we had very primitive high technology.
It makes sense.
You know, and then like it became lost, and we're finding it again.
I like this school of the idea that what sci-fi, I'll say sci-fi writer, J. Michael Straczynski,
right.
Back a few many years ago, he did a show called Babylon 5. One of the episodes in the later seasons was kind of them going, all right, here's what happens on this date, then 5 years later, 10 years later, 50 years later, 100 years later, and as they're going through the future, you find out that there was, in essence, a system-wide Earth war,
right.
And they pretty much bombed Earth back to the Stone Age, so to say.
Right,
and
our Stone Age.
Our Stone Age.
Right.
And even though there were colonies elsewhere in the universe, or human colonies, there are people who came to Earth trying to nudge us back in the ways of gas and combustion engines, so forth and so on, kind of on the down low.
Right, right.
And even though it's fiction, when you kind of dive in that weird aspect of the web and conspiracy theory, you kind of say, like, wait a minute, could it actually be possible that we blew ourselves back to the Stone Age?
Yes.
Built ourselves up to, in essence, some sort of computers and so forth and so on, blew ourselves back to the Stone Age, built ourselves back up.
If you consider that human beings have been around for a better part of 100,000 years.
Yeah.
50,000 years ago, we were evolved to the point where we are now.
Yeah.
And all the progress that we've made as species in terms of technology has been just recently. There was a bottleneck at some point where there was more than one kind of species of human being. That's a proven fact. There were tiny people, there were huge people, there were...
It was like 2 years after the original Lord of the Rings trilogy, the first set,
right.
Where they said, well, we found people like that kind of would have been hobbits.
Right, right. That's the truth. I mean, they've been finding different kinds of people that not like us, but just enough that they were different. You know what I mean? And that's truth. Like things like the Stonehenge, and like all the monuments that are older than the pyramids and things. They had a reason for that stuff, and I think that it got lost. And I think that has a lot to do with it. I think like. So, yeah, I don't believe everything is, it was aliens, but, you know, I think a lot of, we tend to, like, disregard our
history.
Our history. We tend to disregard humanity actually being able to do a lot of stuff, and that's where you get a lot of the ancient aliens theory that it had to be aliens. There's no way we could have done this stuff. Yeah, there is. Like, with the right amount of people and the hours of the day and the fact that you probably didn't have a whole lot to do other than that specific job, yeah, you could do that. Mm. See, human beings right now, we're preoccupied with, like, with leisure time.
Yeah.
Then, if you were a slave building a pyramid, you built a pyramid from the time you got up in the morning, which was probably before the sun rose, and all the way to the end of the day, which was probably by, you know, torchlight. Okay. So... And you slept, and you got up, and you did it again the next day. I think that, you know, all that stuff could have been man-made. I think that that stuff... I think that mathematics, you know, was left over from the previous civilization.
Yeah, there's a shit ton of stuff that is out there that... Like buildings that, you know, have like 3-ton blocks to it.
Right.
That no one knows how... They're like razor edge link-ups, and no one knows how they got there.
Yeah.
That shit's a lost cause. We have no idea.
Right.
We're nowhere close.
Right.
And we might be approaching, again, no, that's my personal opinion, we might be approaching another one of those ages that we're wiped out.
Right.
Or if you want, if you're the religious set, God says, I've had enough of you fucking idiots. Right. Shakes the planet.
Well, you know, there's some truth. I mean, if you read the Bible and stuff like that, there's probably truth to a lot of that stuff outside of the fantastical.
Yeah.
Like, God smote everybody. Just like the ancient Hindu texts.
Yeah.
where they talk about the world just being ended, like ancient Mayan texts that tell the world's been ended like 50
times. Yeah, I think it's like this. You were talking about Hindu. Mm-hmm. I like how they talked about world war, nuclear.
Yeah, world war, and the Vimanas and all that stuff.
And you go to those locations mentioned in those texts with like a radiation detector, and it's going up the Geiger counter, and it's going off.
Right, and the fact that there's like evidence, like there's a certain kind of glass that's made when sand is melted to a certain degree, and it's only made, you can find it in the Nevada desert.
Yeah.
But it's made when a bomb goes off, a nuclear bomb. Hmm. It's only made in that circumstance. They find that in India, they find that in Nevada, they find that across the world, they find it in South America at certain places. I believe that there was high technology back then. But aliens, I don't know. It's one of those things where, I believe that there's life out there. This is where the separation comes. Because somebody doesn't believe that aliens have visited the planet doesn't mean that I don't think that there's life out there. There has to be. What did they account for just in our neighborhood of space? Something like 50,000, suns and with X amount of planets around them and blah, 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 blah. Come on. There's something. There's something probably in our own backyard. But to what degree of intelligence, I don't know. But as far as intelligent life, we can't be it. There's no way.
Yeah, how intelligent are we? Could we be? We're the Jehovah's Witness of the universe. Anybody out there? Hello?
Hey, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hey.
But do you think anybody wants to be bothered with us? No.
I don't think it has anything to do with bothering with us. I think that they can elevate us to a higher degree. But first rule of space exploration, you don't mess around with the native inhabitants. That's a Star Trek one right there. Like, you stay away. But they manage to every episode. But, but it's like one of those things where if they did find us, what would they do with us? It's like, they're not going to blow us up. There's no why would you travel a million light years to blow someone up? They're not going to enslave us because, again, we would have to have something they wanted for them to enslave us.
What if some of the alien-based horror movies that say that we could be food?
Right.
Like Visitors? No, wait. Am I making something, a right reference?
Yeah. Something along those lines, I think.
I don't know, this guy at work keeps telling me about the movie Visitors, and he keeps saying, you should watch it, you should definitely watch it, and I can't find it anywhere.
There's a movie that's on Netflix, it's called Area 51. It's one of these found footage type deals. They kind of touch on the fact that we're food in some way, but it's not just, a probe up the butt, it's that we're food. Yeah.
So that probe is a kebab?
No. But in a way, yes.
The whole food thing doesn't fly with me anyway, because why would we be food to them? Like, we're not native to their planet, so why? We carry so much disease that, we're basically walking bacteria. Like, your body is nothing but just a bundle of germs. That's a fact. Like, we're alien bacteria to them. We'd have no use for being food for them whatsoever. Mm-hmm. At all. We'd probably make them sick, and they'd probably die from being exposed to us.
You'll get that one weirdo. Well, if you cook us just right.
No, it looked like what happened on that episode of what was it? What was that show where they cooked the alien? And the guy's like, "Oh, eat it! Oh, it tastes like jerky!" And he's like, "Ah!" And throws up his guts. Anyway, so Falling Skies.
I haven't seen. Yeah, it's seen
pretty,
that one.
Pretty awful. so naturally, like, I always come to the conclusion: if they ever did come here, they would study us as an animal, and
they would realize that they really don't want to mess with us.
No, not so much that. They would study us just like we'd study anything. And then they would make a decision like, is this...
Are they really worth it?
Or is this form of life? Should we communicate with them? Because, they would know that it would change everything about our way of life.
Some conspiracy theorists have said that all we are is experimental food. We're white with a little lab rats.
Right.
Because one of the most interesting episodes I heard through Coast to Coast recently, when I was a member, was about all these strange disappearances of people in certain national parks. Like, the person would be highly trained, like they're expert rock climbers, expert this, expert that, and they'd go literally be paired up with somebody of equal expertise, go around a tree, literally disappear,
right.
And they'd be found three days later, up a cliff that no one could do. It would take if you could do it, it'd take a week to go up.
Right.
Sheer vertical cliffs, and no way, and they didn't have any gear. They'd be shirtless, one shoe, the other foot would be like no sock, no nothing. They'd have literally no gear.
Right.
And just shirtless, just their underwear, one shoe on.
But why would...
And it'd be like...
Why would they do that? Like, why would they just dispose of the body? You know, rather than putting it in a weird spot. It's like a cat hiding a bird in your house. It's like, Daddy didn't want to put it over here. That's just one of those things.
I'm just going to leave this mouse in their bed.
Yeah, I'll just leave it in your bed somewhere. Half eaten. But
oh no, it's clearly still almost alive. I'm just going to leave it here.
It's a present. Maybe we'll eat it.
Well, you got to figure if... But you might have smart humans, you also have idiot humans. Maybe,
yeah, maybe
it's a little bit of the smart aliens using idiot logic. Well, this person was an expert mountain climber. We'll just put them up here.
Just take them on a mountain.
They'll never know.
See, he's climbing a mountain. Obviously.
You know, you've got to dress them, right?
Oh.
Oops. Sorry, Frankie.
But, like, more often than not, I think if they were coming here, they'd be coming here for resources. They'd be here for gold. They'd be here for...
Plant life.
Because gold is pretty awesome as far as, like, a conductor and, like, things that it can do. The properties of gold are pretty astronomical. But they say that that's probably not necessary either because gold, as you know, comes from supernovas.
Yeah.
It's only distributed through the universe through supernovas. So... Gold would be equally distributed throughout the universe, so there'd be just as likely a planet that would be uninhabited.
So wait, we use supernovas for jewelry?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, a gold, you have to understand that the temperatures that occur in a supernova, when a sun, or, you know, a star explodes, it creates elements. And those elements are ejected out at light speed across the universe and are distributed equally throughout, you know, solar systems. And so there's just as much gold, if not, you know, more or less on, say, Mars, a rocky planet, or Venus, a rocky planet, as there is on Earth.
And a lot of people, and a lot of decent astrophysicists will tell you basically what kills a star, common iron. So basically, if you toss a frying pan, well, yeah, I'm oversimplifying it.
Right.
If you toss a frying pan into a wrought iron frying pan into the sun, you could probably kill it. It'll take a couple thousand years, but it'll eventually...
This little frying pan is just slowly making its way towards the sun.
My evil plan. That was another YouTube video I was watching, how these... alien, big, huge, mile-long, 2-mile-long, planet-sized spaceships are, in essence, using, like, the sun.
Yeah, right. Sun plasma
to shoot themselves into different parts, like this slingshot. And
you could do that. Theoretically, that's possible. Is it happening? I don't know. I've seen the same videos, and it's pretty cool-looking, what it shows. It looks like something, like, separating itself and, like, flying away.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. You could use the gravity wells from planets. That's what they... I mean, in essence,
yeah.
We do that when we launch, space probes.
Yeah, use the gravity too.
Mm-hmm. But using the sun, you can only get so close. If they have a technology where they can get closer than we could, why not?
And it's, a lot of people saying, you know, coming in, it's like, oh, aliens would have to look like this, look like that, look like. But the thing is, even some of the
fart cloud.
The thing is, even a lot of the astrophysicists, you look at stuff using Earth-colored glasses,
right?
Because they,
you could be looking at an alien, just completely miss it.
Yeah, because it's like, well, if it has to happen like this, because it happens like this here on Earth,
right?
Well, not necessarily.
Who's to say they're even on our same wavelength? That's another thing people have talked about.
That's also an aspect of. A whole aspect of time.
Right.
We have a set, a 60 based time set. Right. 60 seconds equals a minute. Right. 60 minutes equal an hour. Yeah, 24 hours equal a day. What happens on a different planet?
It's out the window. Completely. There was a comic by Alan Moore from a long time ago where he has these two giant aliens sitting there and they witness civilization between them. Of something else on a different wavelength or a different time set. And they see it come up, build it, and go away. And likewise, they see these two giants just sitting there, and oh, they praise them, and they're like, they, you know. So it's kind of like maybe they exist on a different time scale as us. And they witness us, but we don't witness them, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe our civilization's in a flash. You know? It's all that. You know, theory of relativity stuff. You know, the further you get away from, I don't know. Who knows?
Kind of read back. Have you guys actually seen anything you couldn't explain in the night sky or something like that?
I have actually. It happened like last month. Actually, we were trying to explain what it happened. We didn't really see it in the sky. It was on the telephone wires. It's like this blue flash just traveling across the telephone wires. We didn't know what it was.
That's interesting.
As that night.
Something like that could be.
We thought it was like some kind of laser or something?
Not so much. It could have been like ball lightning or. I wouldn't say Jacob's ladder, but something along
the pretty clear sky.
Saint Elmo's fire.
Saint Elmo's?
Elmo's fire.
Elmo.
Usually it's shapes. It's actually lightning. It's mostly occurs in like swamps where methane gets caught on fire.
Mm.
And back in the day, people thought it was a traveler out there, and they'd wander out looking for that person and literally die in the swamp because they're not looking where they're going at night.
Right.
It's something similar. It's a ball of electricity or lit methane near. If it's near power lines, it's probably electricity. It'll travel along the lines, but
it happens on the masts of ships too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
a phenomenon.
I thought I saw something.
You did.
That's the whole aspect of UFO is that it's a flying object that you don't know.
Right.
If it's saying almost fire or if it's ball lightning, you don't know what it is until
it's a swamp that shoots fireballs in the air.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Or is that swamp in like where is it? Somewhere. I want to say like in South America, it literally shoots fireballs out of the water. Like these lights ascend. It's documented. The people that live near there, they gather around for this thing every year. It's like a yearly thing. These little balls of fire just come up out of the water and float through the air. Most alien thing you've ever seen. But it's real. There's news reports that show it happening. It's crazy. If you saw that for the first time, you'd be like,
oh my god.
It's aliens.
But for me, it's like I've seen stuff like that. I've seen the traditional, the town of Florida is called Jupiter, Florida.
Right.
Those type of festivals when I was living in Florida, outside my house, I've seen things that looked like a meteor just in the sky for a split second.
Right.
And ignore it and meet up with somebody like 5 minutes later, wandering around like a town crier. Did you see what just happened?
Right.
And it's just,
yeah.
I just didn't think of anything of it.
Right.
And you also have to remember that way back in ancient times,
right.
When a meteor shower, oh, the world's ending.
Right.
The stars are falling out.
I've seen things. I've seen like, with no prior knowledge of UFOs when I was like 7. We were picking up my sister from night school. She had to go to night school. I remember, you know where that sheet is on 522 going out of town towards Pennsylvania.
Where the,
near Jameswood High School.
Yeah, I think so. The one near the new Target? Or the...
New. Well, yeah, kind of. Kind of. You're in the right area, but over, like, near... You want to go
where the
hospital
is?
Yeah,
where the hospital is?
Yeah. Well, it's down Fox Drive from the hospital. It's, I'm trying to think what's down there. There's a Food Line. Used to be a Motion Video over there. Sunnyside is what they call it.
I think I know where you're talking about.
So, it doesn't matter. Yeah. But there was nothing there. When I was a little kid, there was no shopping centers. There was no Sheets. There was nothing. There was just a high school and a four-way stop. And we picked my sister up. I don't know. It was dark, so it was probably around 8 o'clock, like early in the summer. And it was just dusk. It was dark, but, you know, the sun's setting, and, like, it's down behind the trees, and, you know, and everybody is getting out of their cars, and what the hell? And blah, 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 blah. There's a silver disc hovering above pretty much, like, where the four-way stop was. See it plays down. I remember looking out the window. My dad, you remember the cars where the window wouldn't go down all the way in the back?
Yeah.
I'm doing this one. Staring out the window. My sister and my dad were like, oh my God. And that was the first time I saw something. The second time I saw something, I was leaving my house early in the morning to go to work. And just drank my coffee, had my breakfast, and walked outside to start the car. My wife, we were just dating. But we were both living at my parents' house. And... She was behind me. She said, all right, I got to go in and get my keys real quick. Go ahead and go to the car. So I'm walking out to the car, and I noticed off in the distance there's this white light. I'm, like, looking, and it's coming towards me. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, first thing I thought was, like, meteors. Like, you know, like, because sometimes you'll see them coming, and all of a sudden it's like a big ball of fire, and it goes away.
Yeah.
And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell is that? All of a sudden it turns into birds. Glowing birds flapping their wings in unison flies directly over my head to the northeast.
Dude, that sounds weird.
And
birds in unison?
Yeah, just I can still see it in my head. Like, they weren't flapping like, you know, crazy, and they weren't out of sync. They were all in sync. And they were glowing white, like somebody was shining a spotlight on them. And I'm like, I'll never forget that. I just watched it, and I was like, what the holy fuck did I just look at? I can't explain that. That's a UFO.
Alien cloaking device?
Well, possibly. First thing I thought was Project Bluebeam. Anybody know what Project Bluebeam is?
Nope.
So, it's a conspiracy theory that the United States government has holographic technology in outer space. Supposedly, for the purpose of making people think that there's things going on in the sky that, you know, for some kind of, like, control purpose.
Like a scare tactic,
like
or something?
Yeah, like HARP. But, like, so...
Well, HARP is this antenna array in Alaska.
Yeah, they just started it back up.
According to conspiracy theorists, it causes everything from weather manipulation to hallucinations to mind control to you name it. HARP is to blame.
But HARP is an actual thing.
Yeah.
For real. What it is it's supposedly an antenna array that studies high ion, what is it? High something like
high atmosphere.
High atmosphere. That's what it stands for. High
atmospheric radar pressure.
Something like that.
Projection.
Basically, what it does is it studies like weather in the ionosphere, and they say that how they can aim it actually manipulates weather because it creates some kind of a bubble that actually would force clouds
a certain way,
or atmospheric pressure a certain way. Which, I mean, scientifically, yeah, that could happen, but who knows? And, again, see, that's where there's conjecture and craziness that there is good information out there. There is great information.
Damn the school, I gotta go hit the restroom again.
But there's good information out there.
Next topic is cryptids. Started.
Next topic, what?
Cryptids.
Cryptids?
Bigfoot. Ooh. Bigfoot, Loch Ness.
Well, yeah, I mean, here, I'll be quiet right now. I don't want the beast out there to yell at him. So I guess he wants to talk about cryptids. Are you familiar with cryptids at all?
Yes, I am. We did a little project in school when I was in middle school, I think,
right.
Where they were like talking about cryptids and cryptidology, which mm-hmm. was pretty interesting.
Right. So like Jersey Devil and
the
Loch Ness Monster.
My mom says that she's seen the Jersey Devil at one time.
I think we've seen the Jersey and the Mothman and things like that. Well, they find new animals in nature all the time. So I don't see why there wouldn't be a possibility that things like that could exist. We would call it the Jersey Devil. Sounds a lot scarier than what it might actually be.
Mm-hmm.
The tail, though. What's the tail of the actual Jersey Devil? It was
It was like somebody gave birth to a child in the woods that was really malformed, and it like flew out the window and never came back.
Right. And so, I mean, you got to think about the story. There's probably truth behind that. But then there's probably somebody probably gave birth to a terrible baby or something like that. And they embellished on it, and say it flew out the window. Through that point of. So, but as far as a creature in the woods, I mean, when you're in the woods, you're scared as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna think you hear things. You're gonna think you see things. You're gonna automatically. Your human nature is your brain puts you in survival mode. So automatically, you're I'm scared.
Although my mom wasn't in the woods when she was in New Jersey, when she saw it, she was actually in her house, and she saw it from her window, eyes.
What did she see?
She saw, these red eyes peering in from the window at a certain time of the night, and she told my grandfather about it. He's like, oh, yeah, I see him sometimes, too.
Oh, wow.
The red eyes peering in from the window.
Nothing else, no body form or anything like that? Just
no, it was really dark.
Just the eyes?
Yeah.
The Mothman's the one that intrigued me. Point Pleasant, West Virginia, the actual tale, not the movie, although I do like
I've never movie. Seen the movie, so
the movie's pretty good in. As far as just,
we gotta let Chris in.
As far as,
let's keep him out there. Nah, just keep the Godfather out there. He can wait.
But we were talking about the Mothman.
The infamous West Virginia Mothman. Sorry about that, folks. To keep me from coughing every 3 minutes, I'm drinking a lot of water, which causes me to pee every 30 minutes, which is a pain in the fucking ass.
We should get you a catheter.
Nothing's going in that hole. That's an out hole, not an in hole.
Let's talk about docking, shall we?
It hurts to laugh.
So anyway.
Causes fits of coughing.
we were just talking about how her grandfather and her mom saw the Jersey Devil. Saw the red eyes peering through
into the window.
And we were catching up on the Mothman. And not from the movie. The movie is a little bit different from what happened in the real life.
Didn't they make three movies?
I don't know.
I know there's sequels, and it's just
The Mothman Prophecies, that movie was with Richard Gere. I like the character in there, though, Indrid Cold.
Yeah, I think. No,
which is based on the real life.
Yeah.
Indrid Cold.
But, with all things like the Mothman and all that, you have to figure that even here in the States, we have parts of the country that are literally unexplored.
Right.
Parts all across the country, the world, unexplored.
Right.
I know I've seen a few videos, I'm sure you've seen the same ones, of these creatures in Russia. Again, probably fake footage of these. They're literally three stories tall, climbing up buildings.
Oh, they're
yeah.
Ridiculous. That's come up under Slender Man. That's come up under Creatures and all that crap. But
Slender Man was creepypasta.
I'll freak you out, man. That I posted on Facebook of the 911 call.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That sounded so fake.
It's fake, but it was also that little bit of a creepiness factor to it.
Right.
But there is so much, you know, that's why, you know, Bigfoot's still that hope mystery.
Right. Well, there's a lot of stuff going for Bigfoot. There's a lot of stuff, like, I hated the fact that they had the show Finding Bigfoot. Because it was just like UFO Files. Those shows are ridiculous. Like, every time they go out, they find something.
But they don't actually have any evidence of that something.
Right.
No, there's just them freaking out in front of a camera.
Right. And what's that? Oh, my God, I hate people that say that. What's that?
It's kind of like those the ghost stuff.
Talk through the whole thing.
Like the ghost that hunters had shit.
Oh, man.
But no, I think there's some merit behind the Bigfoot legend. I think that, like...
Quite possibly.
I think it's a large ape. I think that it could be one of our distant ancestors.
But what does it eat?
Plants. It's probably an herbivore.
Possibly.
Most likely, it's probably an herbivore.
Kind of like crushed. So that some people said it might have seen a grizzly or a black bear that... they think is Bigfoot from a distance. As you know, grizzlies catch fish.
Mm-hmm.
Probably same way.
Right.
Possibly.
But I think that there's a lot more proof for Bigfoot than there is, say, like Loch Ness Monster or, you know, a vampire or, you know, anything like that. I think that there's actually, the foot castings have been proven that they're not faked. So there's something.
So Harry and the Hendersons was a real goddamn movie, thank you.
No, but you know what I'm saying, though. I mean,
it wasn't fiction, it was a documentary.
It was a documentary, I believe it. But they say, well, how come we haven't found a carcass? Well, you know as well as I do, like, anything in the woods, it's not going to stick around for very long.
No, something's probably
going to eat it, or...
You get a good, I won't say damp, but a good, decent... wooded area that it's just going to go to dust and get
bones,
covered up in the years.
The bones are going to get strewn about. Like, I think that I watched the thing one time. They were trying to prove that point, and they took a fox that had just recently died, and they left it in the woods and put a time-lapse camera on it. I think within 48 hours, it had been eaten down to the bone, and the bones had been strewn about for like a mile. Just things picking them up, carrying them, like... They said there was literally nothing left. Like, leaves would blow in, and, like, things would go away. And, like, they said they came back, and there was, like, a patch of fur and, like, a couple of bones and teeth and stuff, and that was it. So, it's very likely that, you know, when these things die, you know, parts of them, they just go.
Yeah.
Like, you know, things eat them, or... But, I don't know. I mean, they're probably a rare animal... If anything, probably in the realm of like hundreds, maybe
thousands,
more likely hundreds. They probably have a long cycle, like life cycle. They probably like only give birth once, you know, not like litters of kids. They probably like give birth to one offspring, and that offspring lives a long time.
Unlike the West Virginian human, which. Trailer trash, which...
Trailer trash with spawns.
For your hate mail, send it to longcoatmafia at gmail.com.
But, yeah. I just bought a...
With all these, like, reality shows, like, Finding Bigfoot, and you also have, like, the ghost hunting, which is always... stupid fun half the time,
really,
and
but you say your family does ghost hunting.
Yeah, my dad, he sometimes does a little ghost hunting. Sometimes when people ask him, like for example, I have a friend that lives in an old mansion house that she's renting with her mom and a couple. They've said they've seen a few things, although not recently. They said the activity's kind of died down, but. It used to be like they had a slave shack in the back, and they had like a place in the basement where there were like chains, and there you could actually see on the wall in the basement where the chains were like held to the wall.
Right, yeah.
And they say they see a lot of like they would see like soldiers. Ghosts, right. Or a woman wearing a corset. It was really, really tight.
Now, have you seen anything?
Have I seen anything? Right. Yes, I have. In her house?
Well, at all.
Her house? At all? Oh, plenty of times. I've had a lot of weird experiences, like driving past my friend's house.
So there's no doubt that you think the ghosts are real?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I kind of see it through a skeptic's eyes as well as, like, what it could possibly be.
And you're an open-minded skeptic.
Yes, I am an open-minded skeptic. However, driving past my friend's house, I would see something standing on the porch with, like, one leg, and I'm like, oh my god, what is that?
But, like, you would say that you've had, like, proof.
Proof?
Yeah.
My dad has some EVPs, electronic voice phenomenon on his little recorder thing.
Right.
I've heard a few things. Like, there was an instant where he was alone, like, talking to the, and you hear, like, very distinct voices. Whew! Heebie-jeebies.
And there was a time when him and his, at that time, fiance,
right,
was living with me in Inwood. He just came up to with her just to visit for a little bit, helped me take in, because my mom just moved out, my girlfriend up and left, and I'm like, alright, let's see what I have left. Locked the front door. This is a span of what, maybe 15 minutes?
Yeah.
The front door was locked.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the garage. The first first voice came from the front door, which was locked. Hello? It was a male voice.
Oh my.
It was literally, hello. We all looked at each other. And I think I asked him, like, did I leave the door unlocked or something like that? Go up, check. Nope, locked. It wasn't a latch lock. It was the lock, a key lock. It was a key lock.
Yeah, there's a bolt lock.
And I'm like, no, it's locked. And when you guys leave, I would have unlocked the door for you anyway. And we dismissed it, and maybe about 10 minutes later, we're going through a barrel of my old toys, and we then hear like a little girl's voice. Can I play?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like very distinct.
It wasn't the only female in the house was his fiance at the time, now his wife.
And she freaked out first.
Yeah.
And she was like, "What did I just?" Because we all heard it at the same time. We all froze. I remember those like hairs on my back standing up.
It was
like,
it was literally, can I play?
Yeah, can I play?
Wow. So
but I never saw it.
Like, what time of day did this happen?
This was not even, it was like
afternoon.
It was like 4 in the afternoon, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it was still light outside.
Yeah, it was November, so it was still light out.
Yeah.
Late afternoon, maybe early evening. It was still daylight.
Yeah.
Because I find a lot of people, like, when they say they've had experiences, they normally say they've seen it at night.
Right, where you're already prone to being scared.
Yeah. I've had an incident where it happened somewhere in the morning, like in the afternoon-ish, where we took a trip to Gettysburg, you know, with the battlefields and stuff. Yeah. I decided I was going to stay in the car because I had a fight with my brother, and I didn't want to be around him at the moment. So they all left. I'm sitting in this van, just, you know, staring at them walking away, and I'm
sulking
basically, and then I feel something pushing on the front of the car. I could feel the car like moving, like shifting, like someone's pushing on it, and I'm looking like in the front to see, like, you know, what's pushing on it. And I see like this Union soldier pushing on the front of the car. And I actually turned to look because I was kind of looking at it with, like, the corner of my eye-ish. And I kind of look over to see, like, why is he pushing on the front of my car? And he's gone.
Really?
Yeah. So I just kind of run to my dad. I'm like, there's something pushing on the car.
No, another instance. This happened almost. This was late. I want to say late 09. Still living in that house. My mom came up from Florida to visit for a little while. It was November. Working overnight shift. So I was on Facebook getting caught up. I still had maybe about 20 minutes before I had to leave for work. And just sitting up Farmville, because Farmville was popular at the time. And I see a shadow right on the wall. Literally, plain as day shadow. I knew it was female, like long hair, shoulder length hair. I turn around because I was in this little office chair. Saying, you know, I know what time it is, Mom. I'll be up in a few minutes. No one's behind me.
Wow.
I thought my mom just, you know, came in, left. Go upstairs. She's still asleep upstairs in the bed. And you can vouch, my mom was like 4 foot nothing. And she had to use like either a walker or a cane. No way she could have gotten upstairs that fast. And when I came back down, I did a like personal measurement of where the shadow would be. The person would have had to been about my height.
Wow.
To cast that shadow. In that position. And I was like, damn. I just went, you know, shut down and door.
Yeah. And
there's also been another instance. There's a house next to my friend's house, the mansion. There's another house. No floors on it. Just like, it used to have open windows, but now they've been covered up. You could see, and it has been not just me, but multiple people have said this. Sometimes there is a figure on the top floor looking out the window. There are no floors at all. It is three stories high, no floors, but there's a figure like standing at the top window.
I've been watching a lot of ghost movies. I mean the good ones, not the like the TV shows where it looks like somebody could have taped a piece of string and moved the chair, and but these seem more realistic than the TV shit that could be 90% faked and rehearsed and God knows what. So,
well, I have a really weird one. When I was,
I'll say 5 minutes.
Okay. When I was working for a telephone company, basically it was a 411 operation. We were working overnight, and I had five friends that worked there with me, and we just goofed off all the time. The whole reason we were working there was getting enough money to go to the beach, and we didn't take the job very seriously. But so we're working overnight. And the stations you're at, you could raise them up so you weren't sitting on your butt all night, because eventually, like, 8 hours sitting on your ass taking phone calls sucks. So you'd raise them up. We're both, me and a girl, Jenny, we're both standing up. I'm, like, kind of shooting shit with her in between calls. And she goes, what the fuck is that? And we see a torso. Go that way. It was, like, I wouldn't say white, but like there but not there.
Semi-transparent.
Yeah. And we're like, the hell? And we just looked at each other, holy shit, was that, like, we thought it was smoke at first. We thought somebody was smoking. And then we saw it again. Came from over there, went the same way. We're like, holy shit. And then we hear, did you see that? And I go, yeah. It was this guy Cameron on the other side of the building. He saw it too. It did it again. Three times that night, we saw the same woman walk by. And we never saw it again. The entire time we worked there, nobody else saw it. It was that night. That night, we saw it three times in a row. Almost like it was on repeat. It was very
probably strange. Checking in, hey, how's it going?
Very strange. And we wonder why it was just like a part of a torso. We're like not a full figure. It was like almost like just from here, like mid belly up, and it was like kind of a, I don't know, like a dress.
Yeah.
But not, I don't know. It looked like it was arms, and some kind of a dress or something like that. But you can see the breasts, and you can see the hair, and that was it. Couldn't see her face. Couldn't see her face at all. But It was it. And that was my one experience with an actual apparition that I've ever seen. And it was fucking weird.
Well, to make sure that we don't interrupt anybody else who needs the room in the final hour of the library, we're going to call it a show, get cleaned up, let the other people come in if need be. So I don't want to repeat of what might have happened on Tuesday for someone else, which is when a group came in late and decided to stay well into our time. So I want to be at least courteous for them. So we're going to get cleaned up and go. If you found us, played us through Twitter's media option, we do have a website. It is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. We also are available on Stitcher and on iTunes. You could also email us if you have any stories or complaints, issues, whatever, at longcoatmafia.com.
Or just fan mail.
Or just fan mail. It's longcoatmafia@gmail.com. So please do so. We hope to see you next time around. Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.